Thursday the 27th of March, Kof Adar Sheni, Rabbi David Roberts, the Alva Parsha.
Good morning. In many ways, this time of the year is both the hiatus, the calm after the storm, the calm before the storm, and we're somewhere in between Purim and Pesach. That in itself is actually, of course, tremendously significant, because I'll say there's a beginning, Lismach Geula LeGeula. Hence, that's why we celebrate Purim in Adar Sheni, Nishna Adar Rishon. I don't know whether we'll manage to get to any depth in that, but it occurred to me that if, like the Bali Musa say, that Pesach is Rosh Hashanah for Emuna, then it follows that we're in the middle of Elul. If Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah for Emuna, if Pesach is the time in which we need to create that reservoir of Emuna that we dip into throughout the year in times of need, then the Churim Ha'altadachim Bitten Elul, and there needs to be an avoida of some sort, and therefore it must be Lelechinam. It has to be that somehow there's a connection between the Dalet Parshias, which Chazal have mandated in the run-up, in the build-up to Pesach, that they somehow have to be connected to the avoida that is necessary for the creation of the Emunah that we need, that we're going to create on Pesach. And Lechura, the idea is, at one level at least, it's simple. Yodua, the famous Mamar of Rabbi Chanan, when he talks about Emunah and what the mitzvah of Emunah is, he talks about the fact that everybody has a bias, everybody has ego, agendas, we're all subjective. And the avodah of Emunah says the emes is both panechem asat halom and Hashem alikenu terechayim avachesed. We have it b'teva. The problem is managing to achieve that level of objectivity to be able to see the emes. And in order to do so, of course, it's all about avodah samidah. And to the extent that we are able to become masters of our own midas, to understand who we are and what we are, and to be shaylat on ourselves, to that extent we achieve the objectivity, the clarity of vision, and then emunah comes mimela. And I saw a vort which I'd like to share with you. It's still a little bit of a work in progress, because there's some, as you'll see perhaps as we go through it, there are still some blanks on the chart here, and there are some things that need working through. But a vort from Reb Tzadok HaKohen that connects the Dalet Parshiyos to this Avoida, this work in progress, this Avoida Samidus. And the starting point of the first source here on your sheets is a Yerushalmi in Megillah, Reb Chama Bachanina, in Mafsikin Bein Paro L'Chodesh. The Seder Hadvarim, the Seder of the Dalet Parshiyos is done, of course, it's Meduyuk, and the Yerushalmi says, Ein Mafsikin Bein Paro L'Chodesh. There's to be no Hefsek between Parshas Par and Parshas Achodesh. Omer Reb Levi, Simneyon De'ilen Parshas are a simon of these Parshios is as follows. Bein Akosos Alalu Imrotza Lishtos Yishte, Bein Ashlishi Lirvi Lo Yishte, the last one got left out. Bein Akosos Alalu, we all know the halacha with the Dalet Kosos, between the first Kosos Imrotza Lishtos Yishte, you can drink. But Bein Dalet, Bein Gimel, L'Ravi, Lo Yishta, between the third and the fourth, there can be no shtia, there can be no drinking, kotchik of wine, and that is merumah somehow, that between Parshas Par and Parshas Achodesh, Lo Yishta. So the Gemara, in other words, Chazal are making a connection between the Dalet Kosos and the Dalet Parshias. What states in Chazal, what states in Yerushalmi, that's what the Gemara is saying. The question is, what does that mean? So let's have a look at, first of all, at a Maharal over here. It's quite a well-known Maharal, but it's a beautiful Maharal. He explains it in Gevuras Perek Lamed. He explains what the Dalet Kosos stand for, but how they in what way and how they correspond to the Dalet Lashonis of Geula that we're all familiar with. Let's run through it quickly. Eilu arba Lashonis shel Geula v'itzesi v'itzalti eschem me'avidosom v'gaalti eschem v'lakachti eschem li la'om. Ukneged elu arba l'shenis tiknu razal dalad kosos kmo shehi zbaile kamon. V'yesh lefarish pirish elu dalad dvorim kneged ma sheyodua. they correspond to the four things that were included in the original Gezeira for which we went down to Mitzrayim. Yodoya Teda, Ki Ger Yezarachot, we will be Geirim, then Va'avodum, then there will be Avdus, then the Inuysom, there will be Inui, which is an intensification. It's an affliction, it's harsh Avdus, as he'll explain in a minute. And finally, Vachlechen Yitzu Baruchush Goda. Birzeh, what's the explanation? Ki Hoyashleisha Devarim. It's interesting, it's fascinating the way that he divides this up. Hoyashleisha Devarim. Techilo Geirus. First of all, there is Geirus. A Geir, in essence, means somebody where I don't belong. I don't belong, I'm an outsider. That's what it means. Apogar Sheinim Shubad La'achet. You're not a native. You're subject to the laws of others, the culture of others. After that comes shibud, where we got to work. More than regular avdus, an affliction, an oppression. When the Rebbe came to redeem us, so he did it in reverse order. The first thing he did was he released us from the inui. I first extricated you, I released you from the sivlus Mitzrayim. This refers to a very heavy form of shibud, more than a person can stand. Then I saved you. The next stage is you're no longer heavily afflicted. Now I will save you from the avoda. He released them even from stam avoda. Then finally, but still, you may be free insofar as you're not subservient, there's no affliction, there's no subservience, but you still don't belong, you're a ger. Klapi that it said Vagalti Eschem Shaluti you Brushusachirim Klau Elo Ego El Eschem Mitoichom Shadayan Apogav Shahoti Esam Brushusachirim Hoy Brushusatmom Srichim Oidlis Nichnosim Brushus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then, that's all to be Moitzia. The first three, he says, a very fascinating way of dividing it up. The first three are to release us. First from intensive subjugation, then from general abdus, then from a feeling that we do belong, but we're still in limbo. So we've extricated ourselves, or the Rabbeinu Shalom, as it were, has extricated us in Ganson from Mitzrayim. But then where are we? Where does that leave us? That leaves us in a very dangerous area, that leaves us in a no man's land. And therefore there had to be a lokachta. We needed the last line, Shichem Elis Nechnosim Bereshus HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'layiyu Kmo Shar HaUmais. Because we're not like other Umais that create or feel that they create their own destiny. Even when we've been totally extricated from Mitzrayim, we need immediately. And that's of course the pshat. V'lo yu kvoi sharumas, you have to go immediately to be nechnosim b'rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeu sh'oma u'lekachtem eschem li la'om. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, u'lekachtem, I will take you now and I will make you into my nation. So the first three is to extricate us from Mitzrayim, and the final one, the fourth one, is to bring us into the rishus, into the tchum of the Rabbeinu Shalom, as it were. That's the maral. So that's an insight from the Maral into the Dalad Koyfas, the way they operate, the way that they correspond to the Dalad Lashonis Shel Geula. And that's not only, says Reb Tzadok, although Reb Tzadok doesn't bring this Maral, but this operates not only at the physical level, but this has to work, and this is where Reb Tzadok comes in, this has to work with a corresponding Avodas Hamidus. And Reb Tzadok says it as follows. Maybe the way to start explaining it is with the Gaon and Mishle here. Even though the Gaon here is referring to two main sources of Ra, two main sources of bad midas in the world, but as we'll see, there is a third as well. and not for today, but possibly a fourth as well. That's the famous Gaon on our Barbas Nezikim, when he talks that through. Says the Vilna Gaon, this is a Gaon here in Mishle, but Amru Sham, Im Evan Hu Nimoya, Chazal say, when you're fighting the Yetzirah, it depends, there are two types. Im Evan Hu Nimoya, if he's a stone, he'll melt. V'im Barzel Hu Mispoitzeh, if it's iron doesn't melt. There's no AC, you've just got to smash it to smithereens. So im evan hu nimayah shenemar avonim shochakumayim v'im barzen hu mispoitzit shenemar halay koydvaray ke'esh v'haynu. Here says the Gaon a tremendous yisoid. This is something that is found, it's not put throughout the Kisvei Agra in many different forms, but he talks about the fact that in the ma'areches of Ra, in the structure, the empires of evil, as it were, that the Rabbeinu Shalom has allowed and created to exist in this world, at their roots, there are two, Hainu Sheshnei Minei Yetzirah Hei. They correspond, and Al-Tzad HaToiv, we have Anochi and Lo-Yihyeh, and he says that on the Ra, they correspond to Le-Tzirtzach and Le-Sinach, says in another place. What are they? V'hainu sh'shnei minei yetzahorek heim k'meshe k'asavti l'malo ta'avoni v'ka'asoni taiva and kaas, lust, desire, and kaas, anger. In a number of other places he says that kaas is very closely related to kinah. Kaas and kinah go together. V'hain yumin usmoil mayim v'esh. To leave the yumin and smoil bit. Again, they correspond of course to chesed and gevura. Mayim ve'esh u'kenegdon nikra ha'Torah gam kein eshu mayim. Torah carries within it the two qualities to combat these two primary yetzer haraz. K'me shekotam alei dvorai ke'esh no mashem hoikol tzom ein l'chula mayim v'ayin shebetorah hein beis dvorim, because Torah comprises two parts, halachos v'agodos. V'agodos nikra mayim, agodos are called mayim shem moishach li b'shaladam k'mayim, they're moishach. Agoda is something, if it's said correctly, if it's understood correctly, it's something that illuminates, it's something that is gishmak. It's something that's gishmak. You get far more people to a good, solid, smooth, something than a shtickle Torah in Mishnayos, in the Goyim Ba'alas. It's more Moshech. It's less difficult. It's easier. It's more pleasing. It's something that is Moshe. V'sham kolin yineim al Musa shem yizeh yishab yitzahara shal ha-taivas al yidei Musa. How do you break the yitzahara of taiva, that primary yitzahara of taiva, that you do through agoda? In essence, I suppose that's Musa. It's the agoda which at its root was always what is Musa, if not the culling and anthologizing and bringing to life and making relevant the chelek ha-Torah, which is agoda, which is Moshech. As he says in another place, taiva has its place. Taiva is necessary for the running of the world, for the creation of the world. The shaila is, what we need to do is utilize taiva correctly, channel it, and we channel it through the limud of agoda. On the other hand, halacha is hein adinin shehein ha'esh. Halachas, Gemara, Lomdus, Halacha, the depth, the Amkus HaTorah, which is Halacha, that is Eish. Where Shekosav Eiraisa become Miraskele. The Hachiluk Shebei Mispoitzit Tzlenimoyach. And therefore he says, this is how, and how it plays itself out is, that there is a difference. These two things work in two different ways. Mispoitzit to Al Yidei Eish, the Eish smashes the Eish smashes the Yetzahara of Kaas and of Kinah. Shemispoitzit taketh umiyad. Avol nimayach hu al yidei mayim. Nimayach is a much longer and slower process. Ubehem shechazman. V'zehu im evan hu nimayach, and that's what it means. Behem shechazman. Ki koshemayid neshabroi. It's very difficult to get rid of it altogether. V'nikra hatavoni evan shumatantim libishalada. V'imbarazel hu mispoitzit meyeshu hakaasoni. Ki ha-kaasoni, he says, noyach l'shabra yosim in ha-tavoni. It's easier to get rid of kaas than it is to get rid of taiva. I mean, even if you think about people that have kaas, very rarely, I mean, I've yet to come across somebody that is always angry. It's constantly in a maximum of kaas. If you oppose that person, if you step on his toes, then defender, then maybe he can be in cast for a bit. But to be constantly becast, it's not as integral and as fundamental to the essential human condition as taiva. And therefore cast, it comes and it goes, and you need to smash it, and you can smash it, and you smash it through immersing oneself in halacha and in gemara. Whereas v'lachen yispeitz its takeif. V'zehu, and that's pshat what Chazal say. Mraf, so yina achoshu ha-yitzahara, if he's hungry, imurav, shuhu ha-kasoni, ha-achileu lechem, shuhu ha-lochus. Because he needs the ha-lochus. Mish got a rab to us b'kech shirt. V'imtzome, if he's thirsty, shuhu ha-tavoni, ashkeu mayim, shuhu ha-godus. The main point of bringing this gorn is to show that there are the two roots of ra, as they manifest themselves through midas, or kas and taiva. The truth is, though, of course, what do we say? It's famous. Hakina hataiva vahakovid mitzinus adam and oilam. So there seems to be, somewhere, there seems to be a third element as well, which is called kovid, which is gaiva. How does that play itself out? What is its shayrish, and how does it play itself out? Let me tell you first what Reb Tzadok says. Reb Tzadok says as follows. He says that the first three parashiyos, very much like the Maral, that the first three parashiyos correspond to the first three Lashonos of Geula, which are a gather of Sur Meira. If we have to characterize it and define it, the first three are Sur Meira. Get rid of any negative. The last one, the Velokachti, is to be Nichnas L'Teich HaKdusha. It's the Rabbeinu Shalolam, it's the Atei Toi. It's the Rabbeinu Shalolam bringing us into the Tchum of Kedusha. That's why I put down here in the chart, the first two correspond to Tahara and the last one corresponds to Kedusha. What's the difference? Says the Mesilas Yesharim, Tahara is Biyad Ha'adam. Tahara is something that you can achieve. Mashenkin says the Mesilas Yesharim famously, Kedusha, V'hiskadishtem V'hiyisem Kedoshim. It's Tchilosa Avoido V'Seifo Matana. Kedusha Be'etzem is not something that a human being can achieve himself. We can go on the path, we can endeavor to achieve it. V'his Kedishtem. But V'hiyisem Kedishtem is actually a Havtocha. Kedishtem Tiyu says the Rebbeinu Shem Tov Zayin Helik. If you do what I tell you, if you are Mishchu, this is really what it corresponds to. Mishchu, Mishchu Yedeichem Me'avoido Zara, those are the first three. And that's our Avoido. And those three, of course, correspond to the kina, taiva, and kavod, as Reb Tzadok's going to say. Get rid of those. And then ukulachem, corresponding to the velokachti, the fourth one. And try, do your bit. And then what happens when we were velokachti? Uku, neis gadol, shabbos hagadol. Unbelievable neis. What do? We did a tiny little bit. Mamish, that's tchilasa. He doesn't say that, but ukul is poshut. That's tchilasa avoida, which ends up in the Sefer Matamah. So he says as follows. If you look on the chart, he says that shkolim corresponds to kina. He says that it corresponds to mechiras Yosef, the chet of mechiras Yosef, which was of course rooted in vayikanu bayechov. And the first, it's interesting why he puts it this way, but he says therefore the seder is fascinating. But he says the seder advarim is that first. The first chelik of avodah is to try and extricate ourselves from kina, which has to include kas as well, l'chura. If you think about it, Gorn says it in somewhere else. He says that I think I may have mentioned it here once. Anochi, I said we start with anochi and end with leisachmed. L'chura, our avodah to get to the anochi Hashem mitat le'ela, so to speak, the starting point. And almost the hardest thing to get rid of in so many different ways is the leisachmeid, is the kina, to be jealous of somebody else. It's incredibly subtle, but it so rots away and eats away and actually prevents me from being who I am meant to be and moving on. That's internal. Kina means I am absolutely, if I have no kina, if there's no leisachmeid, it means I'm absolutely confident in who I am, and who I'm not, and what are therefore what I have and what I don't have, whether it's koichas, whether it's resources, whatever it is, and I'm happy. And it's that recognition that's the aleph base in Avodas Hashem. Therefore, the first thing that we do in Shkolim, and that's why, of course, it corresponds to Shkolim. You all know the Verta, the half a shekel. We're all chelik of something bigger. He says that's how we start off. That, he says, corresponds. Also, he says, fascinating, corresponds to Tzorua. The Tzorua is Meshulach. Let me use his Lashon. Ki ha-tzara su ha-kas va-kina she-hu Meshulach gam mi-machanei Yisrael. It has no, you sent out of all three machanes. The kas and kina has no place. Midazu eilo shum sheresh b'kdusha. Has no sheresh b'kdusha. To be just in Mekana, was yena hot. Has no place in Kedusha whatsoever. And that's the first thing that needs to be thrown out altogether. That's working on Kina. We then move up to Taiva. So that's Kas dealt with, Kina and Kas that are related. And then we move up to Taiva. Taiva is necessary. He says, of course, I forgot to mention the famous Medrash. He says, Atem Mechartem, the Medrash says, Atem Mechartem Benoshel Rochel Be'esrin Kesef, Lefichach Yicholechot Ve'echot Magiei Bekal Agugelus Maktis HaShekel. Chazal makes that link. They make the link clearly. The Kina being corresponding to, and the Shekel corresponding to that. Masha'in Kain Zov, which is Bar Mitzad Taiva, which then corresponds to, at one level, Amalek. You may notice there's some, I put more here on the chart because it gets very complicated, but let's keep it simple. If we keep it simple at this stage, then that corresponds to Zov is Tumas Keri at Amalek, Asher Karcha. That has its place. Taiva is necessary. It's necessary for the continuation of life. It's necessary. And if it's Meshulach Mimachane Yisrael, but the Machane Leviah, he says, the Machane Leviah, where there are B'nai Torah, that's channeling, that's like the Gaon said, to channel and to utilize that Taiva. Taiva is the Seder Mayim for that goddess, which is Moshech, that's Kerch HaTaiva. Channel it and utilize it, that has, it has its place. So once I've got rid of the most pernicious form of Ra, which is the Kina, then I start working on something which has its place, which needs to find its place. I need to channel my gishmak. Everybody has to have a gishmak in life. But to find, we choose where we find our gishmak. That's a matter of choice. So to channel that into finding that gishmak in Torah, that is getting rid of, that is Pasha Zachar. And then moving upwards, we get to something which is much more subtle. We get something which is much more subtle. He says it corresponds to Tomei Lo Nefesh. And that corresponds to Kovod. Kovod, which if we think about it, we take us back to the Chet of Adam Arishan, which, if we link it all the way down very quickly, I'm sure you know the link, but if we link it down very quickly, that it's all connected. Because what was Parah Aduma? Parah Aduma, say Chazal, Moshel, Le Ben Shivcha, Shifinus Palton Shel Melech. So the king says, the daughter of the maidservant has made this mess, this spirit, this pollution in the palace. Tovoi parot kaneach toyas b'no. Let the cow come and wipe up and clean up the mess created by the ego. The paro corresponds and is mesaken and rectifies the chet of the ego. How so? What's the connection? If we go all the way back to the beginning, in Adam Arishan, Adam Arishan only had one thing to do, and I think we all spoke here about it. Adam Arishan only had one thing to do, and that was not to do. That was the only thing he had to do. It's Mefurish in Chazal. It's Mefurish. Even it says La'avdol Shamra. The Medrash says Mefurish. I give you one mitzvah, and that is don't eat. That's the only thing you had to do. Which is very hard for a human being to assimilate, to understand. You're telling me my entire Tachlif HaChayim. I was created with a brain, with a heart, with Adam Arishan, who was unbelievably great, and my entire Tachlis Achayim is to subjugate my Ritzonus, my Seichel, everything to your Das, and not to want to somehow stamp my individuality, assert my ego on the world in which you put me. You're telling me my entire Tachlis is not to do anything. With all the cheshbonus that he made, in the end he went and he did something. That's rooted in COVID. The want and the need to somehow manifest make my mark. And that, it was the most subtle thing of all. That then, of course, when we came to Har Sinai, what happened? We said Naaseh v'nishma. What does Naaseh v'nishma mean? Total avdus. Rabbeinu Shalom, whatever you want. We'll do whatever you want. You want me to do, you want me not to do. That was the tikkun, and therefore, ani amarti elohim atem, uvnei elyon kulchem, says the Gemara. We were misakin the chait of other Mauritian. How were we misakin the chait of other Mauritian? By total achna. When you leave Mitzrayim, tab dunes ho'ele kim ala ha'razeh. It was an avoida. The avoida is total achna. Total hispatlus to the Rotzon Hashem. Thus the tikkun for the chait of other Mauritian. Ochein, when we served the Egel, ka'odam to Musa. Because what did we do once again? Nochamal, we made cheshbonos. We started working out, whatever those cheshbonos were, you all know what the cheshbonos were. We started working out again, we need to do this, we need to represent it, we need... Nochamal! At the end of the day, the Rebbe Shem said, we've done the same thing once again. Same thing once again, Ochein ka'odam to Musa. Comes again the paraduma, again, it's hachna, it's hispatlus, it's a chayk, it makes no sense. It's totally paradoxical. That's the parah that is mekaneach, and that we worked it all the way through. That's the goalti, which corresponds, if you think about it, the Maharal said it was geirus. What does geirus mean? Geirus is that although I'm not under saval, I'm not under inoy, I'm not even under avdus, but I'm a geir, I don't belong. I need to belong, I need to make my mark. It's very subtle. That's exactly what the Maharal is saying. And the tikkun of that is the ezoid, is the paraduma, is the hachna. When we've done that, we've worked our way through in these 3 weeks. We've worked our way through a tikkun amidus, starting, as we said, starting with kina and taiva and kovod, pashas shkolim, pashas zocher, and pashas parah. But then there's a vacuum. We've managed through avodas amidus somehow to extricate ourselves. And to become, but we're still, that's Tahara. That's the Ad Ha'odam, that's what we've done. Says the Yerushalmi, that Ben Kreis Shlishi Le'Revi, don't be mastic. Lo Yishte, Ben Shlishi Le'Revi Lo Yishte. You've managed to work your way through the Avodah in this preparation. That's our Elo, that's the preparation for the Rosh Hashanah of Emunah. Like Abu Chana says, it has to be in the tikkun of the Midas. So that then the emunah comes through mimela, but then there's a danger. The danger is that once we've worked our way through kinah, taiva, and kavod, we're then in this limbo, in this no man's land, and we have to keep going. We've done the mishch, we've done the sur meira, but then the asay tov, the ulakachtem lachem, which then the sofer, the rabbeinu shalom has to do. That has to come taker from me out, and with that we go into the gula. Okay.